You're not going to want to miss this episode of the AI show, where you're going to learn what's new with neural text to speech. It's pretty amazing what the computer can do. You're going to want to hear it for yourself. Make sure you tune in. Hello and welcome to this episode of the AI show. We're going to learn what's new with neural text to speech. I've got a special guest, Qingying Liao. How are you doing, my friend?
Hey, Flash. I'm good. Thank you.
So what do you do for Microsoft?
I am program manager of Azure Speech, focusing on text-to-speech.
So let's start with the first question, because I think, I know when we put neural in front of things, it's like super cool, but let's talk about text-to-speech in general. What is that? How do people use it? Just give us the rundown of what text-to-speech is.
Sure. Text-to-speech is an Azure service that enables your applications to speak naturally.
So how is, I've heard about text-to-speech and I know that it creates voices out of text. How is neural text-to-speech different?
Yeah, I love to talk about it. So neural TTS is part of the text-to-speech service on Azure. And neural TTS is not just a new set of voices, it's a new method of generating synthetic speech. On Azure, the TTS service offers standard, neural, and custom tiers. And neural TTS delivers groundbreaking improvement in speech quality through a new machine learning approach. It provides human-like natural prosody and a clear articulation of words, which significantly reduces listening fatigue during interaction with AI systems.
So this is pretty cool, but a couple of questions, if I may, while you're getting to this. Like, what makes it better than the other text-to-speech?
Right. So our neural text-to-speech capability uses deep neural networks to outcome the limits of the traditional TTS systems in matching the patterns of stress and intonation in spoken language and in synthesizing the unit of speech into a computer voice. Joining the front end, or let's say the text analysis, the character sequence, for example, and the back end into a single acoustic model, neural TTS does prosody prediction and a voice synthesis simultaneously. This result more fluid and a natural sounding voice. And our neural vocoder applies the quality of the original recording to the generated waveform output. In addition, our powerful neural universal model across speakers, languages, and styles make it possible to build an adaptive model with minimum effort. And this reduced the training data for building a highly natural voice to 10 times smaller compared to the standard training method. And next, I will show a few examples. The TTS technology, the quality of TTS is measured by mean opinion score, or MOS. This is a widely recognized scoring method for speech quality evaluation. For MOS studies, participants rate speech characteristics such as sound quality, pronunciation, and articulation on a 5-point scale. As you can see from the chart, our study shows that participants rate our neural TTS much higher than the traditional TTS or the hybrid system. And it is close to the human recording itself. Let's hear how the neural TTS sounds. So here is human.
In Georgia, Governor Zell Miller has declared a state of emergency in 4 counties.
And this is Neural TTS.
In Georgia, Governor Zell Miller has declared a state of emergency in 4 counties.
That's pretty, it sounds almost the same.
Yeah, as you can hear, the Neural TTS voice is indeed indistinguishable from human recordings.
I mean, that's pretty amazing. So I have a question, right? Because when we talk about generating language, here's the actual question, and maybe hopefully you have an answer for this, but it feels like there's always like a limited scope of coverage because there's got to be a ton of accents. There's got to be a ton of ways to say things. And then there's also this question of language. What kind of coverage do we have and how good is it at those specific vectors of speech?
During the first release of Neural TTS, back in 1.5 years ago, Microsoft invested heavily in the area. And today we support 31 languages with 36 neural voices available. And 3 of these neural voices actually support additional speaking styles like voice assistant, customer service, chat, newscast, and more emotions. And what's more, we invest on keeping reducing the synthesis time, improving the performance, and improving the pronunciation accuracy. So recently in July, we reduced 50% pronunciation error on average across 13 languages. And the speech synthesis with Neural TTS voices now is 40% faster on GPUs. Besides all these cool advancements, we also made the Neural TTS voices more controllable, which means users can fine-tune the TTS output with the speech parameters, even on the word level, which was not possible a few time ago.
This is actually really cool. So I know that when we show stuff like this, obviously it sounds really good. But is there something that's using it right now that we can hear what it sounds like on just regular speech or regular text?
Absolutely. So TTS technology is actually widely used in many Microsoft products, including Windows, Office, Cortana, Edge, and many more. And here, I like to show you how these Neural TTS voices is helping Edge to enable their users consume the content of websites.
So when you say Edge, you mean the browser Edge?
Yes, the Edge, the new Edge browser. Read Aloud is one of Edge's best features. To use Read Aloud, simply highlight a piece of text and right-click, select a Read Aloud selection from the menu.
Neural Text to Speech, part of Speech in Azure Cognitive Services, enables you to convert text to lifelike speech for more natural interfaces.
So as you can hear, this is the exact same neural voice in English that we provide on Azure. And if you are not a fan of this default voice in English, in the American style, you can easily choose from a wide range of voices that fits your liking. And this coverage languages was more than 30 voices. So here in the voice options, click the choose voice drop down and select a different voice. Here, let's try this Mia ENUK voice. Here we go.
Interfaces. Neural Text to Speech, Neural TTS, enables a wide range of scenarios, from audio content creation to natural sounding voice assistants.
That's really cool. Because basically what you showed is It's almost like, I know I've heard it called this before. I don't know if it's the right term, but it's almost like a voice font for reading stuff to you, which is really cool.
Yeah, and we provide different voices for different languages, and we are enriching this voice list. There are many more to expect later soon.
So the question that a technical person would have is how is this set up? How is it used? How can someone put this in their application today? What's the process for that?
Right. So these voices are super easy to be plugged in your system using our APIs and SDKs. Here is the sample of SSML, speech synthesis markup language. We use this language to convert the text into audio, and you will need to select a voice, specified voice name. For example, here in US Aria Neural, and provide the text. In addition, you could also use SSML tags to refine the output. Like in this example, we use the style tag to let this Aria voice speak in a cheerful style. And there are many more SSML tags that we provide. But in general, you simply use our speech SDK, and we provide rich samples for different coding languages.
So basically, you have an SDK, but if you were just going to use curl, for example, you would post this SSML to the service endpoint, and it would return audio to you, basically. Is that right?
Yes.
So another question that I have is, I saw that there was some tuning you could do with choosing different, for example, voices, voice fonts, as I maybe naively called them. Can you tune it any further than just changing voices?
Right. Let me show you an example of selecting different voices and tuning these speaking parameters using our no-code audio content creation or voice tuning tool. So here is our audio content creation tool, which provides a super easy to use UI for users to select from a bunch of voices that we provide, including the neural voices and the standard voices. Also, a rich feature of the tuning capabilities, including voice styles, adding breaks, changing pronunciation, and the prosody, etc. Let's say I would like to create an audio for a podcast. And let's hear, if I select Aria Neural, the English voice in American style, and how it sounds without tuning.
To make it possible for more developers to add natural sounding voices to their applications and solutions, Microsoft is announcing 15 new Neural TTS voices along with significant voice quality improvements today.
All right. And since I'm doing podcast and I really like the newscaster style, I want my audio to sound more professional and authoritative. So I changed the style from the default to, let's use this newscaster formal, and hear how it sounds.
To make it possible for more developers to add natural sounding voices to their applications and solutions, Microsoft is announcing 15 new Neural TTS voices along with significant voice quality improvements today.
That's cool.
Yeah. So this sounds much more like the newscast style that I normally hear from broadcasts. And let's say now I am building an AI assistant, and I want to create a prompt during the interaction with users. And that, for example, the user sends a virtual gift to the AI, and the AI express how she or he loves this gift. And let's hear how the default voice sounds.
Thank you for your gift. I really love it.
That's pretty good, but she doesn't sound like really happy. So let me change it to the cheerful style. And I would also like to emphasis on this word, really. And let me slow this word, the speaking rate of this word a little bit. And let's hear how it goes.
Thank you for your gift. I really love it.
Yeah, so now she sounds much more cheerful.
That's really nice. Like, I got to get this, like, for when I'm having a foul day and someone calls me on the phone, I can just type it in, and then I can make a male happy voice reply to all the stuff that people are trying to sell me that I don't want. This is pretty cool. So yeah. here's another question I have for you. So far, we've seen how Microsoft is using it in Edge. We saw how to set it up inside of the portal that we have. Are there any other people that are using it right now?
Sure. So many big customers and individual developers, as well as Microsoft partners, are using this TTS feature to create various of applications, including voice assistants, content reading apps, and in-car navigation systems, so forth and so forth. And I'd also like to talk about this cool feature, which is called custom neural voice. So the voice you just heard was Aria Neural, provided by our TTS platform. And for customer, you can also work with us to create your own neural custom voice through our gated premium service. With a custom neural voice, you extend your brand to include its own voice. Let's hear what a couple of our custom neural voices sound like.
Before you go there, look, if I'm understanding right, you're saying that we can make it sound like your brand with your spokesperson. Am I hearing that right?
Exactly.
All right, yeah. Let's take a look.
Yeah, let's hear the male voice in the UK English.
The New Yorker has a good record of commissioning articles.
And this is the TTS voice sample.
Can I have your email?
And I like to also play a female sample in American English. Oops.
It is so exciting to be a part of the team.
And the TTS.
It is so exciting to be a part of the team.
As you can hear, the custom neural voice captures the characteristics of the original voice and is nearly indistinguishable from it. In many cases, I'd say the neural voice even sounds a little better. Maybe this is because neural voices are more stable and don't get nervous when being recorded.
So here's a question, like, there obviously is a reason why this is a gated premium experience, because we don't want people like faking other people's voices. Is that right?
Exactly. So since we could produce custom voices that sounds so similar to the human, we would like to make sure Microsoft and our partners, our customers, can deploy this service in a responsible way.
Yeah, so, and that's super important. Sorry, you were saying.
Yeah, so we designed this gating process for customers who want to use the neural voice to customize their brand voice. we defined the appropriate scenarios to use this capability and the incorporate scenarios. We also work with customers to make sure the voice talent is well aware of the technology and what this technology can do, and make sure our voice creator, the partners or customers, get explicit consent from the voice talent to create their digital voices.
Well, this is really awesome. Is there a customer that's using this?
Yeah, I will give an example. So a lot of customers are using it, and BBC is one of those. The broadcaster used custom neural voice capability and other Azure resources to build an AI-enabled voice assistant. The BBC can now provide more intuitive, intelligent experiences to its audiences with the flexibility and scalability it needs to expand the assistant to interact with more people. And here is an example of how the BBC is using this capability to allow its audience to interact with the content more easily. So here is a news article by BBC, and you can simply click the player to listen to the article in this brand voice.
The people with hidden immunity against COVID-19. While the latest research suggests that antibodies against COVID-19 could be lost in just 3 months,
wow,
a new hope has appeared on the horizon, the enigmatic.
As you can hear, this voice is warm, confident, and positive, which well resonates the brand of BBC and the audience.
This is really cool at how they created their own custom sort of signature on top of their articles. Where can people go to find out how to use this and learn more about this service?
Yeah, so here is a few resources to start with. Find our docs and call our code samples, as well as create a speech subscription on the Azure portal, and go to the Speech Studio to find out everything you need for customization, including custom neural voice. And leave feedback, comments through Stack Overflow. I look forward to your applications built with Azure TTS and custom voice.
Well, thank you so much, Qingying. This has been so amazing. Thank you so much for spending some time with us. Thank you so much for watching. You've been learning all about what's new with neural text to speech here on the AI Show. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next time.